This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can't believe we're pulling this off, Steve Miggs. Yes. The Daily Miggs Show is throwing Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday, kicking off the fun at 11 o'clock.
We are a couple days away from what could quite possibly be the dumbest thing that we have ever done. But I'm so excited because the city of Stanwood, Washington, your hometown, your neck of the woods, are shutting down a street for us.
This is crazy.
Yes.
And we're going to be kind of home basing at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. But, you know, as we put together what a short parade really needs to look like for St. Patrick's Day, I don't think you can properly put on a St. Patrick's Day parade without a leprechaun.
I'd say marching band and leprechauns.
And it turns out we found a leprechaun. Shorty McMillan joins the Daily Miggs Show now. Shorty, are you there?
I am here with my Guinness in my hand, and I'm excited about this parade.
So we got a text message saying, hey, if you guys are going to need a leprechaun, you need to contact this guy. So how does that feel to know that when people think leprechauns, they think Shorty McMillan?
Well, I'm a little guy, 4'9", and I'm a leprechaun. Drunken leprechaun. That's what I am. I 24/7. I got my Guinness, and I'm a leprechaun. I mean, I play tricks. I have fun, you know, and I do what leprechauns do. I annoy people.
Well, you're doing a great job of it already.
Shorty, out of curiosity, as a leprechaun, have you ever encountered the actual pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
I got to hang out with you more because I need that gold. I got some debt to pay off.
Whoever comes to see me, we'll get some gold. Whoever comes to see me at the parade.
All right, I have a question for you, Shorty. So on Saturday, we're doing our big parade. You're going to be marching in our parade. What exactly can people expect when you march in a parade? Like, what do you have? Do you have any idea of what you want to do in this parade? It's going to be a short one, but, you know, we want to make sure that Shorty gets his time in the sun.
Well, I'm definitely going to be drunk. You know, I'm a leprechaun, and I'm going to just be a leprechaun. I mean, that's what I do. I shenanigans, everything, you know.
Shorty, as someone who enjoys a Guinness myself, have you ever done the game Split the G?
Oh, everything.
Do you know what splitting the G is, Steve?
I'm ready to split the G and get out of the studio.
Splitting the G is you take your glass of Guinness and you drink it down to the point where you think you're going to split the G that is on the Guinness glass.
Oh.
And whoever gets closest to splitting the G is the winner.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
We should do that this weekend at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon.
Can I crash at your place if we do this?
You absolutely can.
All right, cool.
Shorty, you cannot.
Well, Shorty,
I better drink the Guinness, man. I can't be sitting there without, you know, everybody else drinking. I can't even have a drop. I've been tortured a leprechaun.
Yeah.
And we don't like to be tortured.
Shorty, out of curiosity, how many gigs do leprechauns get in the off season? Is it mostly a St. Patrick's Day thing, or are you leprechauning all year?
I'm a leprechaun 24/7.
Do you have leprechaun friends, or are you just kind of like flying solo?
I play solo. I don't trust any of the other leprechauns. They're too drunk for me.
Yeah, I've always heard never trust a leprechaun.
Yeah, that's a classic. Well, Shorty, we're very much looking forward to having you join us for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade this Saturday. If you can lead us.
Millions of people take photos of me, everything. It's going to be fun. So autographs, bring your cameras or your phone camera, I guess, and have fun with me.
We sure will, Shorty. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
It's going to be fun. I mean, it's fun.
It's going to be something. Thanks, Shorty.
Thanks, Shorty. Have a good one.
Bye.
Are we really bringing Shorty the Leprechaun with us? I'm a little worried, guys.
I think we have to. We made promises. There are people that are demanding a Leprechaun, Steve.
And you know, he said it right from the get-go. His job as a Leprechaun is to annoy people. And he crushed it.
And you know what? You get what you pay for.
I really think he's a real Leprechaun, guys.
I really think he's drunk, too. Like, I didn't get the vibe that he was hamming it up for the radio. I think he's had a few Guinnesses for breakfast.
That's part of the gig, I think, if you're a Leprechaun. You can't drink all day if you don't start drinking Guinness in the morning. Hey, we're going to be in my hometown of Stanwood this Saturday. It is the 15th of March, just a few days ahead of the actual St. Patrick's Day for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Join us and split the G.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.